Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and hear what kind of divine messages we're going to get for today. And we will start out by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I hope you're all doing great. Barbara, it's an honor to connect with you. I just love this time we spend together.
Me too.
I'd like to say to everyone, you know, I love the time that I get to spend with you as well. And a little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, a wife, a mother, a grandmother. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my furry angel, Ginger, and at times, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers, and other, you know, other beings on the other side that have come in because Joan Rivers has left this amazing door open. And in doing so, it really helps me to relate and work with so many different types of people. But prior to this, you know, this dream that I'm living, it feels like a dream. It's, you know, these beautiful life-changing experiences that I've had, and I still can't believe it. I had a work background, actually, that was in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. This is the force that I now belong to, and it's also the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divine Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I gain from my divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, which gives everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that site. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, DC. What kind of wonderful messages do you have for us today?
Well, speaking of unconditional love, which you have a couple times in your messages already, Ginger directed me to read this little prayer, and it's entitled Your Heart's Voice, A Message from the Angels, and it was written by Lisa Clayton. Trust your inner voice that is connected to your heart. Can you hear it? Melt mind chatter and connect. Listen and learn to recognize and honor your heart's voice. The logical world is crumbling and the spiritual world is expanding. Trust and have faith in the divine guidance we send to you each day and flow into your heart's golden glow. Structure and rules from old ways are dissolving to the new structure with flow of love, living and giving in heart-centered communities. Nothing feels the same. Nothing is the same as the divine energetic waves that transform your perceived reality to the new reality of living through loving all. Learn to listen to your heart's whispers. Remember, angels are always by your side, flooding your heart with love and golden light. Call upon us ask us, trust and believe in us. We are all one. Unity is our mission. Fall in love with your heart's voice. Honor it. Believe in its intelligence. Be in alignment of your heart leading and your mind following. Angels' guidance will always lead you to your heart's voice. And with that being said, I do have a few other little messages here. Okay. The next message that I have is from the Angel of Freedom. Blessings, beloved ones. I am the Angel of Freedom. I come to you at this time as you are preparing to celebrate the Independence Day holiday. It is a time of new beginning and restored hope. Please take a moment now and reflect on all that you are thankful for. Please give thanks to our Creator and the freedom to worship freely. Please give, which is your freedom is your birthright, and as well, it gives you the opportunities to enjoy. Allow your spirit to guide you to the freedom that you are seeking now. Because true freedom begins in your heart, beloveds. As you realize how much God loves you, you set yourself free. And I am here, and I will lift you up upon my wings, helping you to be free, mind, body, and spirit, filling you with love of God. Through him and all his glory, you will accomplish all that you are desiring. And each day, please, speak words of gratitude, showing appreciation for all that you have, as well as everyone that is in your life. Know that you are all here, dependent upon one another. Lovingly help one another, and know that love is freedom. God wants you to have true freedom, freedom that fills your life with all the blessings that you desire and deserve. Let go of all that is holding you back, beloveds, and allow your independence to expand and grow. Allow me to help you to soar to new heights, enjoying the freedom that you deserve. And I wish you all a happy Independence Day. And with that being said, I do have a little message from Jesus, and he's asking each of us to focus on gratitude. Beloveds, what does it mean to you, the word gratitude? It is a very powerful word. It has the ability to shift your life from a sense of lack to a sense of abundance. Make a conscious choice to focus on gratitude. Watch how blessings begin to fill your life. These blessings will take on many forms and help you to experience life in a whole new way. Maintain an attitude of gratitude, and you will see how your life changes. Be grateful for that which you are given. You are here. You have the ability to do whatever you choose. Beloveds, be grateful for the unique person that you truly are. There is only one you. You are something to be grateful for. Start each day with a smile and also a thankful heart. Count your rainbows instead of your thunderstorms. A grateful heart is a magnet for miracles. There is always something to be grateful for. Life may not be perfect, but you are truly blessed. And know that I love you. And I have another small message from Jesus. Beloveds, you are pure creation. And what you think you do create. If you change your thinking, you can change your life. You are here to learn and to see yourself as I see you. Only then can you realize my purpose for you. Use the gifts that I have given you and focus on your passion. What is it that really makes your heart sing? Follow that joy. I have loved you since the beginning of time. My love for you, beloved ones, is eternal. I love each of you the same. You are all so precious in my eyes. Embrace your gifts as well as your purpose. In every experience, you will find hidden treasures. How you use your gifts will determine your journey. You are here to remember who you are and where you are going. You are a manifestation of my energy. When you realize that you are connected to everyone and everything, you will understand there is no separation. There never was, or there never will be. And with that being said, do what you love. Do not waste time doing something that does not truly make you happy. What are the callings of your soul? Listen to what it is that is guiding you. Your soul is guiding you to do, and you will consciously create the life of your dreams. And of course, I will help you. And when you listen to your soul, beloveds, your love for yourself is complete, and it's non-judgmental. You have an inner knowing that will empower you to live the life of your dreams. Your earthly life is meant to be happy. Yes, to be happy. Remember, it is not important what you are doing for a living. The real joy comes from who you become while you are doing what you love. And, of course, I love you, Jesus. And, Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you, DC. Those are wonderful, wonderful messages. Okay, here is what Jesus wants to say right now. My dear ones, you take life and you make it so complicated. You have these beliefs that you must be a particular way in order to be good enough to have a life that you can actually enjoy. We want you to let all of that go. You see, because you don't have to prove anything to anybody. You don't have to prove anything to yourself. You don't have to prove anything to God, because God sees who you really are. God knows you better than you know yourself. God knows what is behind all of that mind chatter that goes on, all of those ego thoughts. God knows the truth of who you are. And God loves you exactly as you are. And it is when you start accepting that you are loved. You are loved exactly as you are. You don't have to change anything in order to be loved. And then you start accepting that God wants you to have whatever you desire. And we don't mean this in one of those, you know, self-centered, selfish kind of ways that says, oh, I'm so wonderful. Everyone's going to give me everything that I want. We're talking about in that deep understanding of yourself and of your relationship with God, that there are no limitations placed on you. There are no barriers about what you can create in your life. The only thing that's getting in the way are the things that you have created, because you are a creator. That is one of the aspects of God within you. You have the ability to create. And so you create your life. And how you create your life is up to you. God doesn't try to control you. God doesn't need to control you. There is no need for control. You have the freedom to create the life that you desire. So we want you to spend some time every day really thinking about what it is that you desire. What is it that really makes you happy? What is it that makes your heart sing? What is it that you want to experience? And then look at your life to make sure that that is what you are living. Because so many of you have these strong desires to do good, to have more, to create beauty in the world. But you don't do it. You don't let yourself do it. You don't believe that you can do it. It is by changing those beliefs, letting go of all of those limitations that you have placed in yourself, that allows you to move forward in your own life, that allows you to accept that you are loved so much by your Creator that there's nothing that you don't. And this opens you up to receiving whatever it is that your heart desires, and knowing that you deserve it, knowing that you deserve it, knowing that you deserve it. And there is nothing in the way. There doesn't need to be anything in the way. Life is not about overcoming obstacles. Unless you choose to make it that way. Life is about living from your heart. It is about accepting who you truly are. And it is about seeing the joy and feeling the joy in every single moment. That is the most powerful way for you to create. Recognizing that you have what you desire. Recognizing that you feel good about what you have. And being grateful for what you have. Those three little steps. Have it. Feel good about it. Be grateful for it. That changes everything. So it's time for you to open up to who you are, to what you have, to knowing that it feels good, and to saying thank you, because that is what you deserve. We are always with you, always. And we are grateful for you. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was a great message.
Ah, yes.
A lot of love in our messages.
Yeah. Okay, so now it is time for us to take questions from callers. So if you have a question, feel free to give us a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And we will go to our first caller from 1111111111. My favorite numbers. Okay. Hi, who's this?
The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Greetings.
Hello,
oh,
Queen.
Morning, beautiful.
How are you today?
I am gratefully fabulous. How are you both?
Well, you know what? I'm doing a lot better. Sharing your energy. Thank you for, you know, calling in today. My goodness.
Oh, my pleasure to hear that and to be that. You're quite
beautiful,
welcome.
Beautiful. Well, you've got a lot of exciting things going on, Queen. Oh my gosh. An angel just flew in, and she's the angel of manifestation, and she's, you know, telling us like how hard you've been working, and you know, she's saying, you know, you should really be so proud of yourself. So I don't know what it is exactly that you've been wanting, but it's manifesting, Queen, okay?
All right.
So stay focused and stay balanced, you know, keep, you know, going towards what you're wanting. And just, you know, quietly, you know, give thanks to the angels and your beautiful goddess and the universe and keep doing your work, but you are manifesting something amazing.
Except.
And as I'm saying that, I'm also getting, this is an amazing time because I'm sort of feeling like you're just like, you're exploring different things, and the creative aspect of yourself has even opened even more so than it has been. And I'm just feeling like, wow, I just smell the flowers around you, the beautiful essence oils that you're creating. And it's just so amazing, Queen.
Mm,
and with that being,
yes.
I'm guided to ask by Ginger. She's saying, Queen, you know, we smelled, you know, like just, I connected with Barbara during dream time, and I smelled the beautiful oils. And here Ginger is asking, do you make a specific oil for romance? Because she's saying there's like little hearts all around you. And this is going to be a time for you. If you're open to love, it can come in. But it's going to be exciting. It's going to be filled with magic. It's going to be like a most amazing time for you. So she was just wondering about those beautiful essence oils. Do you create one for love?
I can. I will. And so yes would be the answer.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, are you getting enough time just to relax and, you know, do something that brings you joy?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, you could use a little bit more relaxation, Queen, and just let go of everything that you're holding on to and let the universe, you know, give to you what you're needing and wanting, okay? And as I see this, I see you outside, and you are so connected to Mother Nature, Queen. It's just unbelievable. And when you're outside, that beautiful goddess that you are is so connected to the earth. And I just feel like as you're standing there, like it's just bringing you more and more creativity. And the power that you have within is just stronger and stronger as you're outside.
Mm.
So over the next, like, coming maybe days or weeks, there's going to be so much abundance coming your way, and there's going to be so many new ideas. And I'm getting the more that you could spend time out in nature, the better it's going to be, okay? But also, while you're outside, please just not think about anything and just relax, okay? Just absorb Mother Nature's beautiful healing energy, Queen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Do you have a question at all, today, Queen?
It makes sense. Let me... Okay, mute that ringer. And do I have a question? Well, since you spoke about new things, creativity opening up, anything I would enjoy hearing about my books and my videos. That's books with an S.
Okay. Yes, and when you said that, you're so talented in that area, and I'm getting there's a lot of good luck, you know, around area of your talent. So you're going to do well, Queen. But I'm getting, you know what, right now, as you and I are connecting, you're sort of like a little bit emotionally tired. There's a little bit of you that's, you know, that needs to really take that break and get out in Mother Nature, and you've got to clear your mind. And as soon as you get, like, you know, your mind cleared and your emotions, you're still holding on to a little bit of fear. I don't know why. And that's connected with your finances, Queen. Okay?
Okay.
So there's a little bit of, like I said, emotional, you know, reaction to money that you need to let go of. And what I want to do is I want to invite Barbara and Jesus in to help you to get rid of that energy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So you can move forward successfully because you truly, truly deserve it, Queen. And just know that, you know, like, you are taking a new direction, but there are angels guiding you because I just feel like, you know, there's something that needs, I don't know, but something that needs to be brought, you know, to rise up. And you need a little bit of healing, a little bit of calming, and a little bit of clarifying as well, and your amazing heart center. And with that being said, I invite Barbara and Jesus in.
Well, I thank you, Magical DC Love.
Okay. Let's see how Jesus wants to do this. Okay. Here he is, and he's going to talk with you through this. Okay, here we go. My beloved one, you know in your heart who you are. And you have overcome so many obstacles in your life. You know, you chose to come into this life in a particular area, in a particular body, in a particular family that had all kinds of, we'll call them interesting situations to deal with. And you did this for your own growth as well as for the benefit of all of those that you've assisted throughout the years. We want you to have even more of an understanding of what's actually important. So we want you to let yourself let go. And you can use those wonderful, dear, innate statements if you so desire. You can use whatever method brings you joy because it is your joy that is actually important. So we would recommend that you say something similar to this. Dear innate, I release all of the obstacles that I have created in my life. And that gives yourself permission to just let them go. You could also make the wording something like this. Dear innate, I remove all of the obstacles that I have created in my life. And then you are truly sending them on their way because you don't need them anymore. They served their purpose. They helped you become the magnificent you that you are. Now, when there is something that you desire in your life, we strongly encourage you to make that your statement, to say, I have it. It feels good, and I am grateful. And you can do that with anything. You can say, dear innate, I have clarity about what's important in my life, and it feels so good, so wonderful, so joyous, and I am so grateful. And then you just feel that beautiful energy flowing through you. All of that love, all of that joy, all of that gratitude, just feel that. And the more time you spend in that energy, the more you are creating more and more of that energy in your life and truly opening up to what you have. Because you really do have it. Having is not something that's difficult. It's not something that you have to jump through hoops in order to experience. Having is just accepting that you have it. You have it because you desire it. You have it because you deserve it. You have it because the Creator wants you to have what you desire. You have it. Whatever it is, you have it. You have it right now. You have it. So feel the joy of it. Feel the gratitude for it. Let yourself be in that beautiful, magnificent energy that truly brings what you desire into your life. So you can see that there's really nothing in your way. This is how you are opening up to who you are becoming, to having the books, to having the videos, to having whatever it is that you desire, and letting yourself know that you have it and that it feels so good and you are so very grateful. And that is the energy of love. Welcome home, my beloved. Welcome home.
Oh,
that's all good.
Yes. Did I hear divine, Barbara? Is that new? Is that the new name, anointed one?
I put it on there. You know, I've also used appointed, anointed. Appointed, I don't know where that one came from.
Appointed, anointed. Appointed, anointed. I like that too. Wow.
Well, I'm trying that, you know, whatever it is that flows in the moment, we'll see how it goes.
And Queen, just wanted to let you know, as Barbara was giving you that amazing message, excuse me, that God, the divine Jesus, whatever you want to call it, has a message for you and everyone listening, that things are shifting in your favor, closed doors are going to open, relationships are going to blossom, goals will be reached, and prayers will be answered.
I say. Thank you, gratefully. I'm glad you came back, DC, because I do have a question about my cat. Oh, my baby Tahuti, he went out last night, how is he doing, period, without elaboration? How is he doing?
Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to breathe in a little bit of his energy.
He's more than my cat. He's my friend. He's my love. He's my baby.
Oh. Well, Ginger is connecting with Kahuti right now. Okay, I'm just trying to see if I could pick up. Now, he did come back, you said?
Mm-hmm, he came back.
Oh, he came back. Okay, good. He's back. She's playing with him now. She loves his energy. She loves when you call in, because when you call in, Queen, she plays with him. So if he starts acting a little crazy, because Ginger's with him, okay?
All right.
But she's saying he's doing good, and do you take... Is he able to go outside with you and play in Mother Nature as well? Like, does he go outside with you?
He, not necessarily with me. He likes to roam free, and I would love for him to be able to do that. But he has, in the past 6 months or whatever, he's come into some situations where he's gotten into fights. He's out there. I live in the rural. I live in the woods. I live in a magical forest. And last night, so him staying with me, he's a free spirit, you know, so he wants to go on his own. I've tried, but it does, you know, so I let him go. And last night he went out, and within 10 minutes, my housemate said, you know, Kat, something's happening under the house. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, and I went around and I made all kind of noise and I got him out. And this was the worst condition I'd ever seen him in. So that's why I was just wondering how his spirit was. And he usually heals well.
He'll be okay. He's doing well. Ginger is saying, you know, don't put fear into the situation. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, don't put fear. And she's saying, you know, he's doing well. And... you know, he likes challenges every now and then. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I do know. I do.
But he likes challenges. And even with you, he sort of shines a light on your insecurities. When things happen to him, there's some kind of insecurities that you're holding on to. And it helps to get you unstuck in your life, you know, your lessons as well, is what Ginger's telling me.
Of course.
And he's actually helping you, Ginger's saying, he's helping you to go in the directions of your dreams. Okay? He's been with you through many lifetimes. He's helping you to learn. He's helping you to grow. He's helping you to really, like, evolve. Okay? And some of the things that the two of you go through together, Ginger is saying that, Queen, those are karmic challenges that you're resolving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But all these karmic challenges, please don't put any fear or, you know, or anything into them, okay? Because he's facing them and he's helping you to face them. Okay? And together, you're filling a contract that you made before you came here, okay? And it's funny, Ginger's saying, it's funny that you brought this up because with Independence Day coming, you know, tomorrow and everything, this is going to give you the feeling of freedom and liberation, Queen. And it's going to increase your confidence and really, like, your positivity, okay? And Ginger's laughing because he's saying to Ginger, he's saying, you know, without me, her life would be so boring. It would be stagnant, you know? So he's here really to spice up your life as well. So Ginger's laughing, and she's saying, I hope that makes, you know, sense to you, Queen, okay? And she's saying, Queen, you know, at times you don't realize it, girlfriend. She's saying, but sometimes when these situations happen, there's some kind of like an internal pattern or challenge that you've not dealt with, okay? And he's really helping you to deal with it and shift and move forward, okay? So Ginger's saying, please just, you know, clear that mind, keep calm, and, you know, and just, you know, let things happen. And he's a very smart cat, okay? Okay,
yes.
But what I'm getting, Ginger's saying, this is just to help you to really to be honest with yourself, okay? And to really, you know, help you to stop worrying and to help you to feel your feelings and feel them fully, okay? Because these feelings, she's saying, are moving, okay? And just, you know, allow these feelings and, you know, and release the old beliefs that you have. And this is going to help you to take back your power. So whatever he gets into, Ginger's saying, there's lessons and blessings, Queen, and you know that. And it helps you to transform and really bring strength to you, okay? So sometimes, Ginger is saying, Queen, you don't look fear in the face. You don't do it. But he does, of course, right?
Yeah.
Because every time he goes out and he gets like, you're fearing, oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose him and stuff. And that's not true. And Ginger is saying, Queen, cats have 9 lives, so he's going to be around, okay?
He's had 200 since I've known him.
But he's got 9 lives right now, like with you, like right now as we're connecting. He still has 9 lives with you, okay? So this is just to help you. He's helping you to evolve and to really have a deeper level of awareness, okay? And he's laughing, and he's thanking Ginger for coming in and playing with him for a while.
Mm. Do you have any idea what you're fighting with this time?
I don't know. He wouldn't. He didn't give that to Ginger and everything, and he's just saying it's not, you know, it's not important, the fighting, it's the lesson that you're getting from that situation. So he's bringing you lessons every time he does something like that, Queen. It's a lesson to release the fear, you know. And again, like I said, tomorrow being, you know, Independence Day, 4th of July, he wants you to celebrate your feeling, your freedom, and, you know, honor those feelings and heal from the trauma that is so old within you. There's some old trauma, and he's helping you to release all of that.
Okay.
So he's a very, very wise cat, Ginger's saying.
He's wisdom. That's what his name means, Tahuti. He's wisdom.
Yeah.
I agree.
He's very wise. And Ginger's saying she enjoys hanging out with him.
Thank you, and thank you for coming, Ginger. And thank you for coming back, DC, so I could ask you that. And I wanted to say to divine, appointed, anointed, Barbara, that I was so, I didn't email you. I was so enraptured with taking the innate energy and combining it with so much, so many other things and utilizing that and becoming so, as it becomes one with me, that I do it. I had to return a vacuum cleaner I got online, and I went into a place in the energy in the particular town, number one. I wasn't crazy about going, but anyway, I went there, and as DC said about facing my fears, that had some kind of association with that. I go into the store anyway, and I'm in there, and the energy exchange was not to my liking at all. And there would have been a time when I would have responded differently. But I sat there and I started innate, you know, doesn't even matter what they thought, but to help to bring the transformation of dealing with customer service people that I have had challenges with. So I just wanted to let you know that I have embraced it to the utmost in those moments, and in every moment I will continue. It feels so natural. It is natural to move in that way, and I'm just, you know, as things are coming up in my mind and my spirit, dear innate smart body, dear perfect body, dear high self, dear goddess, however I choose to say it, but I'm dismissing it, and I just want to let you know that.
Wonderful. And I have to tell you that when you were talking about your cat, you know, I was seeing him, and he was like this, actually what I heard when I was first seeing him was like he was a lion hunting in the jungle. And so when he goes outside, that's what he's doing. He's becoming his inner lion, and he's taking on whatever challenges are there. And that is what he is there for. That is what it brings him joy. It really does. It just fires him up to go out there and to do that. And he just loves doing that. And I'm hearing the song, I think the name of it is Eye of the Tiger. You're going to hear me roar. That one. And I just keep hearing him roar, you know, with this loud lion or tiger voice. And he just loves being alive and taking on these challenges and overcoming. And that's his purpose. That's what he's there for. And that's what he's teaching you. So let him roar. And let you roar, too.
And speaking of roaring, I had to assist him, though, because he was in a little bit of trouble, and I had to come, not knowing what he was fighting. All right. And I helped him to get away. my banging and speaking, and didn't think of my innate, didn't think of taking a sword or something other than my words and my voice. But so we teamed up last night, and that was that was good. I didn't even think of, you know, what am I doing other than helping my friend. But I thank you both. This was joyful and pleasurable and honorable, and I give thanks. I give thanks.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you all for being there.
Wonderful.
Namaste.
All right. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Let me get a quick question. Okay, so now we are taking a deep breath and moving to our next caller. Group area code 415.
Hey, hi. I want to keep saying Happy New Year, so I'm going to say that even though it's 4th of July. How are you guys? Happy New Year.
Well, what Ginger's saying, you, Happy New You. Happy New You.
Yeah, for real. for real. Yeah. That's why I think it's Happy New Year.
For you it is. A new chapter of your life, and it's just totally amazing.
Yeah, so I'm calling about three specific things, and they're short too. But one is, like, it dawned on me yesterday that, or it's kind of been setting in the last couple of days, but then yesterday it became a conscious thought, and I was like, I'm happy, and I like my life. I mean, it's not exactly like where I want it to be 100%, but I happen to be really happy teaching these classes that I do, and like I'm developing a community, and I get to see people transform in front of my eyes within like 15 minutes of, like, it's a short class too, which makes me very happy also. And I get to see people transform, like coming in all shy, and then I encourage them, we do some exercises, this and that, and then they're happy and they're grateful, and it's so wonderful. So that was just a celebration thing. But with that, I also wanted to share these other things that were coming up for me. We have been having a lot of, like, really, I'm sure you guys are getting it too, like the heat has been, like, really bad up here, and well, in any event, it's bringing up, like, it's making me not feel so great. And I notice I still have some things being triggered as far as I was going through that trauma 2 years ago that I was, like, homeless. And it was during a very hot time, too. And I still have sort of, what should we say, nausea that comes up around that. So that is going on. And then the last couple days with this heat too, I know it's just the heat, but I'm feeling very, like, I think there's downloads coming in all, I know there's downloads coming in also, but I feel like kind of wobbly and off kilter. And at times, and especially comes up at night, that I'll be laying in bed and, like, kind of in fear about, like, what if I die, or, like, I think I might die, or is my heart okay, or something. So that's kind of weird. And then the third thing is that, so I like healing around all this, obviously. And I'm sorry if you hear noise in the background. I'm cooking myself lunch. It's, like, really early, but I'm starving, so I'm just doing it. And the third thing here is that there's a little bit of anxiety or I don't know, concern maybe about, I just want to focus on, keep on building these classes that I'm doing, and they're bringing me around like maybe $40 a week, which is much better than what I was making before. So I'm very grateful of that. But there's a little part of me that's like, hey, you know, you better do more stuff or do something else or, higher price points of, you know, whatever, the mind chatter. So I just like help clearing that out too, or I don't know. I just want to relax into this. Like there's a thing that I work through on different layers about getting comfortable in my life And this has to do with it too. I'm getting comfortable teaching these classes 2 days a week. Now I'm moving it to 3 days a week. And I always tend to, I notice I feel uneasy whenever I get comfortable because it's like anxiety gets triggered. Since there was always so much drama, I guess, with me growing up, or chaos or whatever. So that's it, the end.
Well, what I'm getting, hon, is that, you know, you didn't completely let go of the past, okay? There's still some fear that you're holding on to, okay? And, you know, the angels will help, and dear Anita's going to come in and help, of course, with that, okay? I just feel like it's deep down, you know, within you, you have this fear, and you've got to let go of it because, you know, you're talking about the prices of the past. You know, you're going to succeed. You're going to have, you know, happiness, success. You've got to remain like really optimistic. But you're thinking about money, and it's sort of changing like the energy of your dreams coming true. Okay. So you're focusing maybe too much on the money, and we've got to watch that. Okay. Just focus on being more so of service. Okay. And you know, just you know, affirm like the the universal energy, it flows through you right now, and you do have everything that you need, okay? So I'm getting, you've got to watch that because the angel abundance is stepping forward, and she's saying, why are you worried? There's going to be a steady, you know, flow of abundance coming your way, okay? But you've got to watch, like I said, the thinking is sort of like clouding it from coming your way, okay? So you've got to watch, you know, the way that you, your relationship, I guess, with money, hon, okay? And I'm told by Ginger, okay, Mom, put Barbara on and start working with Urinate.
Oh, that's so funny. It sounded like start working with Urinate, like urinating.
Yes, Urinate, no, like Urinate.
I mean, this is like, I mean, it's exciting because, like, this is, like, new. It's exciting, and also that's like sort of brings a little bit of the, you know, maybe a little hesitation, anxiety, whatever, because this is new territory for me. I mean, this is a place where I'm not really living off my savings anymore. I mean, I still have some money in there, but it's enough for, I always say that it was enough for this past month. I got through the month. Now it's enough for this month coming up. So I affirmed things. I paid some more bills today, and I said, you know, thank you. I have enough money for this. I always have money for all of my needs. And, you know, I just bought another air conditioner yesterday. So it's kind of like I'm a little bit, you know, it's dawning on me on how I really enjoy, like, I enjoy spending money. I got these new shoes that you're kind of like barefoot walking, which is much better for your feet than like regular shoes. And like, there's that part of me that's like, yes, expansion, and expansion includes, you know, getting another air conditioner so I'm comfortable in my apartment. I have two air conditioners rather than just one, you know, getting these shoes because it's better for my feet. Like, so this is like new territory of like trusting, yes, I am provided for. I am always provided, you know, and I say that. And those fears, I know I've been praying about clearing them, but they're uncomfortable. You know, I've been sitting them with them for like 4 days now. So I was like, I'm going to call my girls. So, yeah.
Okay. There are a couple of statements dealing with your innate. Now, if you urinate, that's a completely fine thing. Go ahead and do it. You can talk to your innate while you urinate if you want to. Okay. So the first statement that that I'm being guided to is, dear innate, I remove all of the conditions on how money can come into my life.
Dear innate, I remove all conditions of how money can come into my life.
Yes.
You know what? So much stuff that comes up about that. I love that idea, and money does come in. I want it to come in, and, you know, there's that... I guess, limitation or expectation put on it. It comes in little bits here and there, or, you know, I mean, I did find that $100-something on the ground, $130 on the floor, so, but I want it bigger loads. Like, I want it more than enough, like an abundance. Like, I want to find a jackpot on the ground or just to, money to be delivered to me to my doorstep in, like, a big box. Like, I just, like, I want, like, lots of it unexpected.
And that's why you've got
no
to let
pressure.
Go of those conditions. Yeah.
No pressure. No pressure, universe.
Yeah. No pressure at all. And so the next one that I'm getting is, dear innate, I live my purpose and God always provides.
Ooh. Ooh, maybe a little teary. Okay. Oh. Something's going through me. Hold on. Oh, dear innate. Ooh. Oh, that kind of keeps jolting through me like tears. Ooh, that's a loaded one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear innate, I live my life purpose and the universe always provides. Oh, some past life stuff there, I guess. Something's coming up. Oh. I don't think I was always provided for when I did my life's purpose. Actually, I could probably say that is like almost 100% true.
You are always provided for. Now, whether or not you allow yourself to accept it, that's a different story. But see, that's based on those conditions that you put on how money can come into your life.
Any of those blocks I want removed right now, I'm just kind of declaring that. Like anything about how I can receive or how I let myself to receive, I'm done with that. I release all that. I want to be like rolling in it.
Well, you know, the third one that is the one that he's been talking about, that Jesus has been talking about throughout the show, and it's, dear innate, I have money. I feel good about having money. I am so grateful to have money.
Okay, I don't know if I'm going to remember all of that, but I didn't write it down. Dear innate, I have money. I am grateful for it. Ooh. I feel so good.
Yeah. And that's it. You are acknowledging that you have it. You are acknowledging that it feels good, and you are accepting that it feels good, and you are grateful for it. And that just fills you with that beautiful joy, that joyous energy. And when you are filled with that joyous energy, there's no place for fear because there's so much joy that no fear exists. So it's not like you need to fight against fear. You don't. You know, and you can simply say, dear innate, I release the fear that I have about money or whatever it is you're afraid of. But when you are saying that I have what I desire in life, and it feels so good, and I am so grateful for having it. That just takes you into that beautiful, beautiful energy that just creates wonders and miracles in your own life.
Mm. Amen. Any healing around the anxiety, fear around health that has been coming up again, the dying, my heart, which is a new kind of obsession. I mean, not, I don't even want to call it obsession. It's not. It just, it comes up sometimes. It's just been with this heat and at night.
And you can use that same three-step statement with that. You can say, dear innate, I have perfect health. I feel so wonderful, so healthy, so incredible, and I am so grateful for this beautiful health that I have, that I'm experiencing in my life. And let's just feel it. Really, really feel it. And when you are in that energy, there is no anxiety, there is no fear, because you're too busy being in joy.
Okay, I'm breathing that in. Anything around the post-traumatic stress, maybe, I don't even know if we want to call it that, about, because I drive around the area of where I was homeless looking for, well, I was living with this guy who was like a business friend, but like, it wasn't a luxury living situation. I knew you back then, but anything around that of like, because I don't know, like some flashbacks have been coming back, like I'll pass a hotel and I'm like, or a motel or whatever, and I'm thinking, I remember going in there and asking if I could stay or how much. I mean, it's like, it still triggers me. I forget about it for a while, but now, because it was during this time of year, I want to release that for good. I mean, it's still haunting me.
Well, you know, you can simply say for something like that, dear innate, I release the trauma.
The trauma
of the past.
Of the past.
And everything connected with it.
And everything connected to it.
Just take a nice deep breath and let it go.
So this is a silly question, and I know we just talked about it. Do you think it's okay that I just focus on these classes and teach them right now and for a little bit until I feel like expanding further?
Well, you know, you are always being guided. In every moment, you are being guided. So the more you are open to receiving that guidance, the more you are going to do what is the best thing, the highest good, whatever terminology you want to use. It's not a matter of planning it out. It's not a matter of knowing what you need to do before you do it and all of that kind of stuff. That's garbage that we create in our own minds. When you are listening to your guidance, when you are simply flowing with your guidance, that's it. There's nothing else you need to do, nothing you need to worry about. Because remember, you're taking the conditions off of how money comes into your life. You are simply living your purpose, and you are allowing yourself to be provided for. And there's nothing more to it.
Right. There's the pressure also of, like, it's not just about money. It's like, be more, do more, get bigger, expand. You have to, you know, step into that bigger vision. But I also heard that different today, what you were saying, because I do like doing what comes naturally, and things are naturally expanding from it. But I recognize that that old thought that I had of my phone is ringing. I don't know where it is. Okay, the alarm. I recognize that there was a little program there still running of, okay, the mind trying to think of what's our next plan. Okay, you're getting settled in, like, whatever that is, who cares? But like, that's the artificial expansion, the human expansion, rather than what I'm really enjoying is, I like flowing and doing as I feel guided and right. Yeah, thank you. I just heard that different today. Yeah. Okay, that's good. And positive news about, I called you about that web designer, and she ended up doing a beautiful job. My new website is up. I've been tweaking it the last couple days. She's doing some tweaks today. I think our relationship is like actually much better. I think it shifted today. It was very sort of, I don't know, combative, or I don't know, without saying it, very passive, I guess. I don't know what it was. It was weird. It's just weird energy. But the new website's up, and I've just been feeling the energy of the expansion with that too, because it really, it makes me look at myself in a new light, and as I'm presenting myself in a new light too, it's making me emotional again too. I just feel happy. I feel grateful for it, and It's all happening. It's all happening. So, I mean, you knew it was going to work out, but I just wanted to let you know. I just wanted to confirm that for you.
Well, good. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good. My birthday is soon,
too. Your conditions about that. Well, great.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and we're rounding another year around the sun, or whatever they say that is, this, whatever the saying is. So things are coming up around that, which are interesting.
And you know what, Ginger wants to. Ginger wants to wish you a happy birthday, and she's saying, "Flower child, you are about to bloom."
Aw, thank you. Aw, it feels very touching. You know what? I'm happy where I am within life. You know, like I'm finally like feeling like things are happening and things are blooming and I'm happy and like just feel really grateful. Thank you guys for helping me along the journey, and I just feel like all that stuff is behind me. Well, obviously it is, but like
yeah, good, and
you
leave
know.
It there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so Ginger Stan, right. Let's get on to the good stuff. What are you making for lunch?
It's really just my first lunch. I eat every like 2 hours. It's just something from Trader Joe's. It's like orange chicken. I'm trying orange chicken. I just made rice, so I'm excited to eat it. Because I am.
It's delicious. It sounds really good.
Thank you. Yeah. So happy New Year to you guys. I'm gonna stick with that.
I'm the same to you.
And you know what? Happy Independence Day. You're finding new freedom as well, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
You have a new freedom, so just enjoy that as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Bless you guys.
You too. Thanks for calling. Keep us informed.
I will. Bye. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, DC, we've completed another wonderful, amazing show.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. And it's always amazing, Barbara. I thank you again, like I said, for sharing your time and energy with me as well as our listeners. I have my daily dose of vitamin G. I feel wonderful.
Good.
And it's a great way to start the day. It's so wonderful.
All right, well, we will be back on Thursday, and I will actually set up the show more than 3 minutes before the start time. I didn't realize I hadn't set up anything for July until I
That's
went in
okay.
there.
And
like,
I have to
tell you, oh my gosh, there's nothing here.
You were kidding with, like, on Thursday, but hoping that I would be here and I wouldn't have any more water problems. Well, I actually have another water problem. I still have a leak. I'm hoping that will be resolved. Days. Oh my gosh. I'm letting go and I'm letting God, and I'm not even worrying about it.
Good. Good. Well, then move into the joy of life and move forward with things.
Definitely.
All righty. Well, we will be back, and thanks everyone for listening. We send you lots and lots of love. And we hope everyone has a beautiful Independence Day. Of course, every day is your Independence Day. So enjoy who you are. And that's what's important. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.